board will recall previous reports about the processes we have put in place to prepare for the publication of our staffing data for nursing and midwifery. As you will all know, publication of staffing levels is now mandatory nationally. This report includes our staffing data for May and June that has now been published on NHS Choices website and internally. As you will see, our average fill rates are above 95% in most cases, the fill rate being the actual hours worked against those planned. Where staffing levels fell below 90%, nursing staff have mitigated any risk to patient safety by mobilising staff from other areas and using supernumerary staff to fill the gaps. Our data, staffing data, has also been triangulated internally with quality and safety KPIs from our harm-free care report, which showed that no patient safety issues arose from our staffing levels in the month of May and June. This data will continue to be published monthly on NHS Choices. Thank you.
Thanks, Senga. Any comments? Very much. Implementation of Cerner, Steve.
Thank you, Chairman. This is a paper for the Trust Board to note in terms of our sort of update around our Cerner implementation and some of our sort of forward plans around that. I think the Board will be aware that the Audit Risk Committee, through Jerry to my right, has taken a very keen overview of this and a very detailed feedback on this, both in terms of preparation and then sort of post go-live position. So just as a quick way of around the background, the Board will be aware that this is a long-standing commitment to introducing an electronic patient record with all the benefits, both in terms of communication but also safety benefits that go with moving from a paper-based record into an electronic record. And we actually started this process in 2011, when we went live with an electronic recording of pathology and radiology results. We successfully cut over from the old PAS system, and it's again important to note that our old PAS system was actually obsolete and not fit for purpose, so there was an absolute imperative for us to move across to a new patient administration system, the PAS system. The movement to the new PAS system then gives us that future functionality around the development of the electronic patient record, and we successfully moved across to that at Easter this year, where we moved to the new patient administration system for across the whole trust and some early functionality within our maternity services as well. I think I'd just like to recognise that there was a huge organisational effort in the lead up and the immediate aftermath of that cut over to the new system, and that's both on a sort of technical basis but also around embedding the processes and ensuring our people develop the familiarisation of the new system. The paper just outlines sort of six areas where we knew ahead of go live that were going to be areas that we would need to focus on in terms of getting back to business as usual. Broadly, those are in the areas of some sort of functionality to do with how our staff access the system through access of smart cards and role-based access to the system, and also some sort of basic issues of alignment of things like printers and printing, so essentially the process has worked effectively. We knew that end-user familiarisation, we put a significant amount of effort in the front end of that in terms of training, but in any new system, when you're looking at staff across the organisation, both clinical and non-clinical, who have to interact with the system, there's ongoing familiarisation that we knew we would experience in the first 6 months after the go-live. There's still some elements of the technical build, which we knew that would develop in the first 3 to 6 months after go-live, in terms of the virtual hospital environment that needed to be accurate, and we're still working through that with Cerner and BT. We're down to the last legacy issues still to do with that. The movement of health records, again, is an important aspect that we predicted would be of challenge immediately after go live, and also some of the data quality issues that you've already heard about throughout the meeting today. We are keen to move as rapidly as possible to the real benefit of the Cerner system, which is in the increased functionality that, again, Tracy had alluded to, around electronic documentation of patient records, the electronic recording of our accident and emergency systems, electronic recording and management of theatres, and also e-prescribing, so we get safer prescribing through that being done electronically. I think for the assurance of the board, we have adopted the gateway process that we put in place prior to go live, where there is a series of gateways that we would need to meet certain criteria before we moved on to the next stage. We've maintained that gateway approach post go live, so gateway 7 is really to establish a level of business as usual within the organisation around particularly those six themes that I highlighted. We are having a further gateway review in September, so that's approximately just under 6 months after the go-live period. We will not move on to the next levels of functionality until we are assured that there is a level of business as usual within the organisation that we are confident about. The two particular areas that I would highlight are around data quality, and as I've already alluded to, we put resource into our validation and also resource into our staff training and support in terms of making sure that we've got that right at the front end first time, and we'll continue to do that. And that's being monitored very much at a service level through our divisions and through our directorates. The other areas within the outpatients, in the first sort of 3 months post go live, we know that we've had a number of challenges within outpatients. We know that our clinical staff within outpatients have had a challenge around access to medical records and access to the right information about patients. We know that that has impacted on our clinicians, but importantly impacted on our patients. And we very much recognise that and have done all that we can to ensure that we are both apologising around that, but also making sure we get back to business as usual as soon as possible. We're seeing improvements in that. I'd like to just recognise the significant work that the health records team have put into making those improvements. We've been working with Chris and the medical director's office around undertaking some clinical audits around access to and availability of medical records in outpatients. And as I say, we're targeting our staff within outpatients to make sure that they are increasingly familiar with the system, so we are speeding up the processes in that area. It's not where we want it to be at the moment. We knew that that would be one of the areas that would be challenging in the first 6 months of such a significant go-live, and I think the board can be assured that we have a weekly focus through myself and the Chief Information Officer with the divisional teams on driving improvements across all of these areas. And I'm happy to take further questions, Chairman.
I think there's no doubt that this was an enormous change programme that we all recognised, and I think that the board would like to record their thanks to all the staff, because I think people worked extremely hard to the changeover and to get involved. Were there any surprises? Did anything happen that you didn't expect?
I think testament to the preparation was that the majority of the areas that we found post go live and are in our business as usual planning are things that we predicted. I think there were some specific issues around the actual cutover period where some of the technical implementation of the new system took longer than we anticipated. I think the staff, I think your point, Jermyn, about how the staff reacted to that was phenomenal. And I think when those issues arose, our staff across the organisation responded to that, and we were able to put things back on track, which really led to the fact that we had a successful implementation, technically, of getting the new system in place on time and on plan.
As you know, Chairman, the Audit and Risk Committee has spent a lot of time on this and will continue to spend a lot of time on this. There is no doubt that the cutover went through successfully, but it would be reckless to say that one doesn't have any problems with any major implementation across a complex organisation of hospitals as this, from paper and inadequate systems previously. In a way, we're at the most critical stage now, because we've got the patient admission side that is now on the new system.